First, we have dupilumab. We're looking at the top here, nasal polyp score for sinus 24. And what one can see here in sinus 24, the patients were either placed on dupilumab every 2 weeks with an intranasal steroid or placebo with an intranasal steroid. At the end of 24 weeks, they were taken off treatment and followed for a total of 48 weeks. In sinus 52, the patients were treated with either placebo and an intranasal cortical steroid or dupilumab every 2 weeks for the first 24 weeks. At the end of the 24-week period, the group on dupilumab half continued every 2 weeks. The other half went to every 4 weeks for the 52-week trial. Now, very importantly, is what type of improvement in nasal polyp score is the most important and what is clinically relevant? So if we look at improvement by 2 or more points during the study, in fact, in sinus 24, 46% of the dupilumab patients had a 2-point or greater improvement in nasal polyps versus 5% in placebo. And if we look at sinus 52, it was 46% of the patients on dupilumab versus only 1% in placebo, both statistically significant. Also, when they looked at the change in nasal polyp score, it was greater than 2 points in sinus 24 and 1.8 points in sinus 52, both statistically significant. And if we look at the bottom for nasal congestion and obstruction on the 0 to 3 scale, there was significant improvement in both sinus 24 and sinus 52 with dupilumab.